Welcome back to Creative Encounter Podcast. I'm your host, Juette Payne, and we are back for episode 30. Yes, we are 30 episodes into this podcast, and this is thanks so much to your support, your love. You guys keep listening to this podcast, and so many people have been telling me that this has been a support system for them. It has been encouraging and motivating, and that is why this is here. So I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. We would not be here if it were not for you. So if you usually watch this on YouTube, I do want to go ahead and say, please subscribe. If you're just kind of just dabbling and watching, you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hit the bell so that you're notified, because we drop an episode every single week. If you are on Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave us a review so that we can rank up and continue to reach so many more Kingdom creatives. And if you are listening on Spotify, please leave us a rating on there. That'll help us to be supported as well and reach so many more creatives on that platform. So I'm so excited, guys, that we have made it to episode 30. I did come today with some stats to kind of show how this podcast is doing, just to kind of show how many people we're able to reach and that this can go even further. But this is where we are at so far. So within 30 episodes, we have had 22 guests on this show so far. 22 guests. It's amazing. So Creative Encounter has been ranging from guests who are musical artists, producers, painters, interior designers, animators, dancers, event managers, personal and business coaches, and the list goes on and on. Those are the people who have been here, who I've had amazing, phenomenal conversations with. I mean, I started this podcast to be able to reach you guys, to reach the Kingdom creatives out there, to encourage and motivate you guys to do what God is calling you to do, so that you know that we can do this, to see other people's stories, to be motivated and encouraged, even through their hardships, the ups and the downs that they're pressing through, that God is blessing, that God is moving. I've done this, guys. I've done this for you guys. But more so, this has been a blessing for me. I'm like, this podcast has been blessing me tremendously. And I've been very systematic with things leading up to episode 30, where I've been wanting to kind of share this specific episode and this specific story with you guys today to encourage you. So all throughout the episodes in the 20s, I was like, man, I can't wait to drop this episode. You know, I've just been waiting and waiting. And now we are finally here so that I can kind of share how all of this has been impacting me. And so this can encourage you to press onward and to kind of shift things in your thinking so that you can move in what God is specifically calling you to. So just want to say that this is going to be a really good one, a very practical one. One is going to really help you to ponder and think on the next steps as it goes to your faith walk and your walk as a creative. So it's going to be a good one. But I didn't finish with the stats yet. So first, that is, those are how many guests we've had on the show. On YouTube, if you kind of add up all the views on the 29 episodes up to this point, we've had over 5,000 all-time views so far with 119 subscribers. So this is going fantastic. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. But go ahead and subscribe. If you're one of those 5,000 views who haven't subscribed yet, let's get that subscription up there to match the view count. Let's do it, y'all. You know, let's see, over on, we use Buzzsprout as our platform to distribute the episodes out to all of the other digital platforms. So on there, we've had 223 downloads between Apple Podcasts, iHeart, you know, other digital platforms like Spotify and all of that. 223 downloads so far within 29 episodes. So you guys have been watching, you guys have been listening, you guys have been texting and saying how this has been a blessing to you guys. It's just so encouraging, just stepping out into what God is calling me to do as a creative, as an artist, and seeing his blessing and his hand on it has just been phenomenal. And that's kind of like the perfect segue into what I want to talk about today, being able to walk in what God is calling you to do. And sometimes that takes saying no. Okay, that sometimes that's really hard for us as Christians to do, because God tells us to be givers, to be servants, to be able to support others when they need it, all these different things. So sometimes it's hard for us to say no to other situations where we could be a blessing and a help to others. But sometimes that's part of ministry as well, supporting and serving others. That's part of ministry. That's Christianity 101, right? But at the same time, there are specific things that God calls us to do as individuals, like a specific calling that we have on our lives. And a lot of us can put that on a back burner as we are supporting others. And that could be a dangerous place to be in too. So sometimes we have to say no to other things to be able to walk into specifically what God is calling us to do. This is very important and very key, and this has been heavy on my heart. Even through these conversations I've had with all of the guests on the show, as I'm sitting there just kind of just listening and soaking all of this in, it's really been even more of a sense of urgency to talk about this specific topic and to make shifts and adjustments in my life. So I actually want to talk about this today and share about the most recent big opportunity that came my way and things I had to kind of shift to be like, you know what, God is calling me to do this, so I have to say no to this. This is ministry, this is serving, this is doing good things, but is this the great thing? That's always the question we want to ask ourselves. This is good, but is it great? Is it exactly specifically what God is asking us to do? This is very important. I want this to resonate with you as we walk into this, okay? So, again, going back to us being believers, God calls us to serve. God calls us to give generously, to give our all, to not get weary in good suffering because the blessing will come later. All of those different things we know as a part of our faith. And all of these things are true, but there has to be this balance. I love the God that we serve. He is not a God who is one-sided. He is a God of balance. Even with ministry, you know, it can even be too much if you're just in your word all day long, but not going out and spending time with other individuals, but you're just in the Bible, just praying all day long. These are beautiful and amazing things that we are supposed to be doing as saints, building our relationship with God. But even that can be off balance. We can't just be doing that all day long and not actually spending time with other individuals, working at our craft or doing what we're supposed to be doing. There has to be a balance with all the different hats that we wear, whether you're a parent, you know, entrepreneur, you know, a minister, any type of work or office that you have, all these hats that we're wearing, right? There has to be a balance to be able to juggle and handle all these things, you know? And I don't really want to say the word juggling per se, but it just has to be this just beautiful balance of these are things that God is calling me to do. And I have to make sure I'm doing the best, being the best, being fruitful. You know, that's one of the first commands that he gives even in Genesis. You know, we do a lot of things, but is it fruitful? Is it bearing fruit, right? So that's that. Now, going to the story, I just want to share my heart with you guys. Today, we're just having a conversation today, so just kind of just hear it out and see how this can kind of relate to a situation, you know, that you may have gone through or may be going through, or a future situation that's to come. But pretty much, let's see, I'll go back to 2012, just going back to 2012. I remember I was at my church, and the church that I would fellowship at plants different churches throughout Chicago. So there's an opportunity for a new church plant, and I was pretty comfortable at the church I was at. You know, my friends were there. Everything was fantastic. I was absolutely loving it. But there was a new church plant that was happening, and they were in need of a worship leader at the time. So at that time, you know, as the individual, the pastor is speaking, I'm sitting there on the front row listening. I'm like, man, this sounds like something I would be able to assist with. But again, I'm comfortable here. Everything is flowing. This is great, you know, at this specific location that I'm at. But then, you know, as believers, we are to serve those who are in need and be able to be flexible and support in that way, right? So I prayed on it and felt the Lord really calling me to go and serve at the church as the worship leader at that time. And it was fantastic. Absolutely loved that season. Loved the dynamic. Loved the team, the pastor. It was just a beautiful time. I absolutely loved it. I was there in that position for, about 4 years. So around 2016, there was another opportunity for shifting where there was another church that was kind of starting up and they needed support and sat down with me and asked, you know, if I could lead there. Prayed on it. At that time, I didn't feel led to support at this specific church as I was already fellowshipping elsewhere, transitioning somewhere where they needed assistance with vocal lessons. And then I was kind of helping on Saturdays, assisting with vocals. And then as I was there, I was like, you know what? This is a beautiful church. It has, you know, all the different needs that my family needs at this time. And that's something that's very important as well as we kind of go more into this. As you serve, there's going to be needs that you need too. And you need those needs to be met in ministry, in the house of worship. So that's very important too. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But at that time I was like, no, I don't think, you know, I'll come and assist there. Fast forwarding into 2021, Yeah, so 2020 and going into 2021, that same church asked, you know, like, hey, you know, we've kind of had some people assisting here, and now we are in need once again. So I was like, okay, let me go ahead and pray on this again. I was talking to my wife. If you're married, make sure you talk to your spouse about these heavy decisions that's going to shift your family around. Make sure you are doing that all the time. But yeah, so sat down talking to my wife about it, and went to our pastor, had a conversation with him. He encouraged us to go in fellowship and check out this church, go there for four services. So be there for a month, sit under the teaching, under the ministry, you know, pay attention, see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you as far as supporting this location, right? So we went and did that, and then we felt led to support at this church. So January 2021 is when we jumped into that role as worship director at that specific location. You know, fantastic. And again, it was a startup. No one on the team, just me, my acoustic guitar, brought my kick drum, you know, so I'm doing percussion and playing guitar and singing, just a one-man team. You know, then we, just me and a drummer, you know, kind of flowing like that. Here and there, different team members kind of jumping on just to kind of support here and there, but they would have to kind of leave their church to kind of jump in and support on Sundays, you know, everyone helping out each other. And it was cool. You know, it was nice to be able to support. I love the location because they're very good about hitting the streets and ministering and going out and talking to people and connecting and serving in that way. Fantastic in that regard. Now, the thing with it is that it began to take a toll on me as the worship leader at that time. I was already in that situation when I started the church plant back in 2012, assisted with that every Sunday, set up, tear down, building a team, you know, kind of just going from different locations to location to try and build. And that location on average was maybe around 30 folks or so, you know, which is fine. You know, some churches don't have to be humongous and all that stuff. That's not the point. The point is with small teams, you kind of wear yourself thin. And for this specific thing, it's a thing of just like wearing yourself out. Okay. So now back to the church I was just recently serving at as worship director here. Week in, week out, it's a lot of pouring out of yourself, but then not really getting filled with what was needed. You know, at the church that we were at prior to, you know, we had, you know, fantastic, you know, children's ministry, marriage ministry, just a place where you feel you can go to your pastor and have those conversations and really just, you really just get fed. It's all about getting fed as well as you serve out and expend yourself. You can't, not get fed or you're going to starve, right? We don't want to be starving as we are in ministry or doing different things. Okay. So that's one facet of it. Now, in these different roles, you can have all these different skill sets and be able to assist, and that's beautiful and fantastic. But it has to also go back to what is God calling you to do. Now, for me as a worship leader in the church, I know that that's something that I'm skilled at. That's something that I could do. But I know that my calling, you know, your skills, your talents, your gifts, your passions, all these different things, they can kind of bleed in with each other, but sometimes they can be separate too. For me, my calling is to be a singer-songwriter, worship, leading outside of the church walls. That's what I know my calling is. To the point wherever I think of anything different outside of that, there's this strain and stress in my body. Like, yo, this is not it. These things are great. These things are very helpful and supportive of supporting other individuals. These different jobs and roles that I could take on are supporting my family financially, being able to sustain and take care of my family, which is something that God is calling me to do as the leader of my household. But at the end of the day, I know that He is calling me to be a singer and songwriter and be able to do ministry in that regard outside of the church walls on Sunday mornings, you know, things like that. So I went into this role. And then on the back end, building this ministry, Creative Encounter, Juett Z. Payne Music, which are tied together, and being able to build that as well. Then it became this friction between too much going on. And that's, again, you've heard all these episodes, and at the end, me always talking to the guests and be like, man, you really blessed me, because I'm like, I feel like I need to pull back, and I have so many things on my plate, because that's dangerous. That's so dangerous, because now you're doing a lot of good things, and you're not being optimal. And some people be satisfied with that. I don't think that that's the best way to go about it. I don't think God is calling us to be mediocre. That can breed mediocrity. And I don't think that God is calling us to do that, to be dabbling and doing all these different things and extending ourselves in all these different arenas. And that's something I've wrestled with. Because think about it, all of us in our 20s, right? That's just the time. Like, okay, you go to college or you don't go to college. You're just in that time frame in your 20s. You're just like, hey, I just graduated from high school. Now I'm trying to figure out who I am. I want to figure out what I want to do, what my pursuits are. You know, you got your parents telling you one thing. You know, you got friends and family, other individuals, friends and coworkers telling you other things and things like that. And you're like, which direction should I go? So instead of kind of just sitting back and resting and asking God, trusting in the Lord, asking him, what would you call me to do? We'll just be like, oh, any job that comes my way, got money coming every 2 weeks in my account. This is fine. This is fantastic. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And we kind of built this, habit of just like, hey, I'm going to go and get this job, whatever just kind of just comes, and actually sitting and seeing what's happening. So with that, you can get older and be like, hey, I have all these different things kind of just going, and this is just the norm. And I think God is calling us to just really zero in and focus in on what he's calling us to do. So when I was here at this church 2021 until most recently, I was like, man, I feel like God is really calling me to step out of this position to really focus in on the podcast, the music, the ministry, all these different things that he placed on my heart to reach other individuals, right? So, and then the tension was there too. Like, we weren't getting fed. My wife and I, I remember the specific night, it was summer of 2022, when we stayed up for hours just talking, put the boys to sleep for a good 2, 3, 4 hours. We were sitting there talking about the pros and cons of remaining where we're at. How is this supporting our family? And it was even to the point, and again, I'm being straightforward with you guys because I want you guys to, whatever you're wrestling with, I want you to be honest with God, honest with yourself, honest with whoever you know, you talk to about these things. At the end of the day, when it narrowed down, we asked ourselves, if we were at this church, or rather, no, if we were church shopping, for lack of a better phrase, if we were searching for a location to go to church right now, would this be one of the locations that we would consider? And the answer was a hard no. The answer was a hard no. And we were like, it wasn't really a location where we would feel like we wanted to invite other individuals out to. There's just some ministry type things that just didn't really connect too well as it related to that. So we're pretty much here going back to, as Christians, we like to serve and support others. So we'll sometimes put ourselves in a situation that is like a deficit to us that doesn't help us to be able to grow and blossom and flourish. And we'll put ourselves in the trenches and be able to just, or rather, just to support others. And that's a dangerous place to be in. That is a dangerous place to be in. And I don't want you guys believing a lie that that's what our faith is about. That is not true. I actually have, let me open this up here. If you actually go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I love 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. It's talking about giving generously. That's those two chapters about giving. It's beautiful. And a lot of times we can kind of skim over these verses, but I want us to get real nitpicky when we read scriptures. You read the scripture, always be nitpicky and break down what those things mean. Cross-reference when you can. Study, Google some other readings. Make sure things are making sense. Make sure the Holy Spirit is actually giving you a peace and comprehension as it relates to that, because he is our counselor and he is truth and he is wisdom. So don't just believe anything you're reading on Google. Make sure it's making sense with the Holy Spirit speaking to us all day long. We have the Holy Spirit in us. He'll make it make sense, okay? So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul is talking to the Corinthians about their giving. He said, I want you to continue in this ministry of giving. You've done so well within this last year of just giving. You're doing fantastic and all these other things that you are doing In your faith, you are excelling. In your faith, you are excelling. Your gift as speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, your love. But I also want you to excel in the gracious act of giving. Okay. So in those, if we just kind of just stop there, it's like, man, well, you know, now right here, he is talking about money, supporting with giving those who are in need, right? Monetary is kind of what he's talking about here specifically. But this overflows in every area, giving of yourself, giving of your gifts, your talents, your treasures, all of that together. So he says, now, I'm not commanding you to do this, but I am testing how genuine your love is by comparing it to the eagerness of the other churches. So there are all these other churches giving, and he wanted the Corinthians to step up and give. So with that, we could feel like, man, I should really just be pouring out and giving and all of that, right? Now, when he goes down to verse 10, 2 Corinthians 8:10, here is my advice. It will be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year, you were the first who wanted to give, and you were the first to begin doing so. Now, you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now, or rather, be matched now by your giving. Now, this part here. Make sure you give in proportion to what you have. I'm going to read that again. Give in proportion to what you have. Verse 12. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have. Okay? Of course, I don't mean your giving should make life easy for others and hard for yourselves. I only mean that there should be some equality. Okay? Right now, at this moment, you have plenty that you can have to help those in need. Later, they will have plenty and can share with you when you need it. And in this way, things will be equal. We're going to stop right there, okay? This is key. This is very key. I pray even now. I know I usually pray towards the end of the episode with you guys, but I want to just pray right now that this really resonates with your heart, because I know a lot of us struggle with this issue of giving. And sometimes overexerting ourselves and finding ourselves exhausted, finding ourselves not filled, finding ourselves getting frustrated in ministry, which is not good, which is what was happening to me. You do not want to be there on a Sunday morning leading worship, ushering people into God's presence. Remember, when we are leading worship, the congregation is not the audience. So don't try to put on a show for the congregation. That's not what this is about. God is the audience, and all of us are joining together. We are showing the congregation, hey, we're about to lead, follow our lead as we worship him, okay? So if I'm sitting there worshiping, I can't be up there being frustrated or begrudging as I'm sitting there worshiping. Like, it's like, it just doesn't mix. You want your heart, you want there to be eagerness. You want there to be joy. You want to give joyfully, right? The scriptures tell us that as well. So with that, it got to a point where there was just this tension of just like, man, I'm not feeling supported. I feel like I'm just pouring out and giving. I feel like I am putting myself on the back burner and the ministry that God is specifically calling me to do. All of these things were just kind of just piled up on me, okay? So it got to a point where Gabby and I were just like, you know, we feel like it's time to transition. We want to make sure we do this well. Always talked about this some episodes ago. Always transition well. I think that was on the first episode when I talked about leaving my job to fully just go into doing this, right? You have to do it well. You don't want there to be any issues or any type of conflict and things like that, right? So we had that conversation, and it went beautifully. It was a great conversation. We scheduled a day for it to be our last day. So on the back end, I'm sure they were kind of getting things in order for replacement and all of that. Now, here's the other end. And just how you can still get stuck. You're trying to free yourself, give yourself some free space. We talk about that all the time, freeing up your time so that you can do what God's calling you to do, right? So I was about to put myself in another situation to get bogged down again because there was another church that needed support in the same way. It was crazy. And I was actually going to leave this position and transition into this other position. Now, how can that happen if you're like, man, I just want to leave this position to focus in on my ministry, do what God's calling me to do for the kingdom, and then another opportunity comes, you're like, okay, I'm going to go and chase this. It goes back to, sometimes you got to be careful being an opportunist. That could be a situation too, which I can find myself being at times. But with that, there's nothing wrong with that. the things that you always need discernment from the Holy Spirit, because opportunities will come and go every single day. You just need discernment on when and where and who and why and if it's the right thing that God is calling you to do, right? So a new opportunity presented itself over the summer around that same time that I was feeling led to transition. So it was kind of mixing of just like, hey, maybe this is why I was feeling like it's time to go, because this opportunity came afterwards. I get a text from one of my pastor friends. He's like, hey, Juett, I don't know if you know anyone who, you know, will be a worship, who's interested in being a worship leader at our church, but our current worship leader will be transitioning in a few months, and we are looking to fill that role as soon as possible. Now, the ask to me was if I knew someone else. So I was like, okay, yeah, of course. But then I was interested in it, you know, from the different things that will be offered here, the opportunity to be able to just something fresh, a new location, a larger congregation to serve, where there wouldn't be so much wearing yourself thin, and being able to just kind of just like see new faces, just kind of more so being in a new space and new opportunity, you know. So it just piqued my interest. Had a conversation with my wife, and I'm telling y'all, make sure you get a wise wife when you get married, y'all. The one who can kind of be like, hey, I'm up here. They bring you down and help you to really just kind of look at every question and answer all of these hard questions, right? So that's Gabby for me, okay? So pretty much, I'm talking to Gabby, and she's like, okay, I know you want to get out of this role, but what is this? I'm like, hey, well, you know, look at these different opportunities that are being offered if I were to take this role. You know, I was like, yo, let's just see, let's just go and check it out. You know, there was, you know, the payment, there was a parsonage associated with that. There was opportunities to, you know, play at different locations, build different teams, not from bare bones, but just kind of just create different opportunities with all the different locations kind of working cohesively to create some new opportunities. It just seemed just like really cool, you know. So I was like, okay, let's go ahead and check this out, all right? Even though I was already feeling in my spirit, hey, I need to just go straight into what God is calling me to do and stop having all these other things, you know, all these other things happening at the same time. Just can't do it, you know. So I was like, let me go ahead and just check it out just to see, right? So we get all the way to checking out the space, checking out the church, checking out, you know, just having like an interview. The whole interview component, all of that. So we're at the end of that. Then we're going to have one final interview that's going to determine, you know, if I was going to take this role or not. So literally, as we're driving there, I'm telling Gabby, because at this point now, after we've seen everything, you know, she's kind of like, okay, you know, let's see. This looks like, you know, a nice opportunity. So, you know, let's see what happens, right? So, so as we're driving there, I'm like, all right, babe, so I don't, like, I'm still indifferent. Like, this feels awesome, but then I'm like, I don't know if this is specifically what God is saying, you know? And so we pray in the car, like, okay, God, at this meeting, I need you to specifically just speak right there and tell us what do you want, okay? Tell us exactly what you want to happen, and then we will move forward in that. Because, you know, again, to take this role, this will be essentially like a full-time type of thing with all the hours through the week that will be going into it. And we're trying to figure out, you know, just even as doing ministry and entrepreneurship, when we have time to do these other things, considering scaling things back, considering moving, all of this stuff got to that point. Being helpful, putting other people ahead of what God's calling you to do, all these things are dangerous things that actually happen, right? So we're going through this whole thing. We're driving there. We get there, we're in the meeting, and then the pastor tells me, he say, hey, because it was two pastors that interviewed me. The pastor tells me, okay, so we talked it over, and the conversation that we saw was that we feel that God is leading you to really focus in on your entrepreneurship and the ministries that you're doing, and we feel like this will get in the way of what he's calling you to do. And that's how that went. Based off of the interview conversations, they were seeing from my conversation the stuff that lit me up. Like they said, I got really excited when I talked about, you know, working on music, you know, having that dynamic of putting teams together as far as it relates to, you know, performing and leading and things like that. Entrepreneurial endeavors of you know, teaching and, you know, the video, photography, the different things that we do. I was talking about all the stuff that I'm doing now as I left my previous job. I'm about to take on this new role and kind of just put that stuff aside. And he literally spoke, and that was the Holy Spirit. And right there, I got so emotional. I was like, man, God, you, first of all, on two sides, God, you are here. You are present. You hear us. And you are here for us. You're here in our lives. You're amazing, you know? That was one thing, just like him being a present God was just absolutely beautiful. And he just speaks, you know? The second thing was I really appreciate the pastors for praying on it and really just speaking with God, even though they had a need and I was there to fill that role, they listened to what God was saying. So I really just gave them credit for that. It was just like, man, I love that you guys really listen to God's voice. That really, really was encouraging to me. So it was a beautiful meeting. You know, to this day, I support when I can support there if there's ever a need. But man, that was just a beautiful thing. But it was just crazy to see how it was just absolutely crazy to see, like, how we can find ourselves getting caught up in the same thing we're trying to get out of because we just feel like, man, I have this gift and talent. Let me go ahead and just jump into this thing. But we have to pause and ask the Lord for discernment on what is next, what season he wants us in, whether we should work somewhere, work with someone, all these different things to consider. You have to ask the Lord daily, day in and day out, have that conversation. This is a relationship. Talk to him every second of the day, any little thing. What should we eat for dinner tonight? You know, the little basic stuff. I mean, there's so many things that I've seen God speak about or answer my prayers on when it's just like basic everyday stuff. You know, he'll do that. Like, you don't even have to do this. This isn't even that significant in the grand scheme of things. But at the end of the day, it may be because these little moments are building our faith in how present, again, how present and how much he wants to be there with us and how awesome of a God he is in that regard, you know. So that was crazy. And then right literally a month after all of that, I finished at that church, all of that is when we started the podcast. So this was all around September, October of 2022. That's when we started this thing, and we have been doing it every single week leading up to now. And this is where we're at. We are at episode 30. So it has been a fantastic journey leading up to this point. And even still, there's so many things that God is calling me to say no to. Now I'm in a season where God is helping me to say no to myself, because I can even get myself caught up in just, I have this new idea. I'm going to venture out and do this. It doesn't have to be working for someone else. It could be your own self. You're in this season to work on this specific thing that he wants you to do. You come up with an idea, because creatives, we can't stop. We just can't stop coming up with ideas, right? All day long. But he's like, okay, is this something that you should actually focus on? Is this fruitful? That's a big thing for me. Is this fruitful? Is this going to be a distraction from what I'm actually asking you and calling you to do, right? It's like if when God came to Abram at the time and he told him, hey, I need you to get up. You're going to leave your family. You're going to leave this land. I'm sending you to a new place. I'm not even going to tell you where this new place is. I just need you to get up and go. If Abram was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do that in a couple of years, Lord. Let me go ahead and finish this business deal that I'm doing here. Spend time with my family for a few more months. It's like, no, God called him right at that moment to go. And it says that Abram packed up, got his belongings, and he dipped. He went out and did what God was calling him to do, right? So we have to do that same thing, what God wants you to do. I mentioned the list of all the different individuals who have been on the show so far. And again, we have the musical artist. If God is calling you to be a musical artist, focus in on that specific thing. Now, being a musical artist is so broad, so let's narrow it down a bit. If you are a singer-songwriter, you should be writing every day. Write something every day. We got the phones now. Do a voice memo. Make sure that you are getting in that rhetoric and building that skill set every single day. If you are a producer, give yourself opportunities to just be mixing tracks, working on different music and stuff if that's what God is calling you to do. If you are a painter, sit down sometimes and just paint. If you got the little small little canvases, just to kind of keep your hand moving. Very important. All these things, interior design, animator, dancer, all the different individuals who have been on the show, they were able to talk about the seasons that they have been in and share with you and encourage you and motivate you because they have been through it and they practice it. We practice these skills and gifts that God has given us. I continue to practice songwriting. I continue to practice my instruments, practice producing. All these things are practices that you want to continue to implement. But you want to be careful to not dabble in too many things because there could be so many things that we're juggling. And this has been where there's been tension, even between my wife and I in conversations we've had where she's like telling me, like, babe, you have to pay attention to all the different things that you do because I'm an executor. Like, if I think of something, not only am I going to get started, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to get it done. But then what else is being slowed down and what else could have been growing and excelling and really getting out there had you been focusing and zeroing in on that? Okay. So that's just so key to make sure you say no. So right now, the season that I'm in is saying no to myself as relates to my other businesses. I have to go back. If everything was on fire and everything just burned up into flames, the only thing that for me that has to just completely stand out is being a singer, songwriter, and performing artist. Those things right there. That's it. Video photography, good at it. Want to say great at it. It's getting to a point where it's just really growing. It's fantastic. Praise the Lord. But that, I will throw that away in an instant because it is not above me being a singer songwriter. All the different YouTube things that I do, different YouTube channels and different production things that I do and all of that can go in the garbage. Like if it came down to it, those things can go. Teaching. I used to have a passion for teaching. I know in my 20s, that was a big, huge thing. But that can go on the back burner too, or that can just go so that I can focus in on being a singer, songwriter, and all of that, right? So right now, the season I'm in is like scaling those. I have these beautiful things that are just flowing, bringing income to my family, helping us continue to build and all these different things and stuff. Scaling those things back, changing my role even to see what it even looks like to focus on this specific role, not all these different things, delegating those things over to other individuals to where I can do the bare minimum in those different things to really focus and zero in most, if not all of my attention on specifically what God has prophesied and spoken and continues to press on my heart to really focus in on releasing music. You know, just over time, working on other things, I've been dropping singles here and there, which has been fine. But then there's records and albums that are on hold and waiting to go. Why? Because of all these other things that are just kind of happening. You have to pause. Take this seriously. You have to pause and say no. I want you to lay out these different things that you do day to day and see which things you can say no to and that you're willing to say no to. You have to be willing to say no. You have to have this, oh my goodness. I love like Dave Ramsey. He always says you have to be so angry about being in debt that you are like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to keep just going out to eat or buying this and buying that. You know, he's really been like, it has to be this anger, this fire inside of you of how much do I want this thing? Do I want it so much so that I will turn these other things off? And that's what it has to be. That's the tension right there. If you overcome that, man, you're unstoppable. You are unstoppable. I was at the store earlier with my wife, and she's doing so good. So when we first started dating, she brought so much clothes into our household. Into our apartment that we lived in initially before we got our home in our apartment. Boxes of clothes, guys. It was bad. Do we have issues with that? Why, yes, we did. That could be another episode, but this is a creative encounter. We could do like a marital encounter episode or something like that in the future. But that was a big issue. She is now at the point where she's like, we're at the store earlier and she's picking up this blouse or shirt or whatever. And she's like, oh, this is nice, whatever. And she's like, nope. I won't see myself wearing this. Where back in the day, she may just get something and be like, oh, you know, maybe, or, you know, just let it kind of just pile up. Now she's so like locked. I'm so proud of her. She's so locked where it's just like, no, she's just hardcore, just focused. No. And she was putting it back. I was like, okay, girl, I see you. Here we go, you know? So, you know, stuff like that, you have to be so serious about it. I'm just like, no, this is not it. This is not it. This is not it. This is not what God is calling me to do. No, you know? And that does not mean that you are not serving others. God calls us to serve daily. That does not mean that you don't have a servant's heart, that you're not giving generously and all that. Everything you have to use discernment. But again, I'm going to go back to scripture. You can't fight scripture, y'all. I'm going back to scripture here. It says, give in proportion to what you have. When I was supporting that church from 2021 to 2022, I was pouring out all of Jewett and not getting fed what I needed spiritually, you know, emotionally, mentally, all of those different things. It just wasn't working. Now we are where we're at a place right now that supports us in all those different places, and we serve there as well. You know, it's fantastic. I have a schedule. You know, I support on Sundays, but I'm like, I can't give you all my Sundays. There has to be a rotation. I could do once a month, maybe twice, but that's it, because I really need to continue to focus in on my craft and to just sit and just get fed. We just need to sit. Sometimes we can be busybodies. Just sit and get fed. You know, that's very important. So I want you guys, I'm really intense with this, because I want you guys to succeed and to be as excellent and to just do the most on this planet that you can do in a spirit-led fashion, and let the Lord lead and guide you in this beautiful ministry of saying no. A good friend of mine put this as a status on Facebook years ago. And he was just saying, like, there's a ministry in saying no to things. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so freeing. It's so freeing, and it puts you in a position to do what God is calling you to do, which is the best place that you can be in. You know, so we want to continue to practice that. I want you guys to continue to practice that. We are in this together. It's not easy. Again, you guys pray for me as I pray for you. It's very important, because that's the season I'm in. I'm shaving things off, taking more of a managerial role with my music teaching, you know, video photography, focusing in, like, we have clients, you know, on deck lining up, but not putting too much energy and just hardcore reaching out to clients or marketing that as much. We have a lot of people that know about us already, so they've been reaching out, but not marketing that as much, so I'm not so swamped with projects that I'm not zeroing in and focusing on my calling, which is what singer, songwriter, recording artist, worship leader, performing artist, all these things tied into one. That's the main thing right there for me. That looks completely different for you. You need to ask God, what is that thing, and make sure that you are actually doing it. It goes back to obedience too. If you want the best life, ask God what he's calling you to do. Pray on it. Pay attention to things that are distractions. We're going to have to eliminate those things. If it's something that is absolutely like your job, like it was bringing the bread right now, maybe there's some components you can delegate. And all of this, I'm saying maybe, I'm not God. Only the Holy Spirit can tell you specifically what to do. That's the beautiful thing. We're having these conversations, but everything I'm saying means nothing if the Holy Spirit is not guiding you to do it. So that's the beautiful thing with this thing. I'm just giving you this story for you to take with you and to really just zero in, like, God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you want me to do, God? And I want to walk in that truly, okay? So, guys, I encourage you to say no this week to something and then smile. Don't feel discouraged. Don't feel like you're letting someone down. I want you to feel like you're letting yourself down if you continue to say yes to everything. Don't let yourself down. Don't let God down in what he's asking you to do. Because you could probably help over here and reach 50 people for the kingdom. But imagine if you're walking over here and you're reaching 5,000, 10,000, millions for the kingdom. Because this is the great thing, and those things over there were the good things. Okay? God wants us to walk in the greatness, in his greatness. And don't put any chains on him too. Because sometimes we'd be like, I'm going to stay over here because this is safe. Show me a verse where it was safe. With all of the people in scripture, show me a verse where somebody was playing it safe and that was the best way. I've never seen anywhere where someone played it safe. And that's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be like, how big do you think I am? How big do you trust? Right? So guys, you got to venture out and do what God's calling us to do and really zero in and get that discernment I pray for discernment over you. I pray that God gives you that intuition, that spiritual intuition to comprehend what he wants you to do and to fully trust in the Lord like Proverbs 3 tells us to do, okay? To put your full faith and trust in the Lord. Do not lean on your own understanding. Seek his will. That's it right there. That's asking for his discernment. Seek his will in all that you do. And he's going to show you which path to take. He's going to call you and tell you specifically, what do I want you to do? He's going to make it clear as day. And you can feel it too. You already know where your giftings lie. And it's your gifts that make room for you, right? So wherever your gifts are, walk in that, man. Walk in that. God will take care of it. And we're in this together. We're community. Comment below. Let's talk through this whole thing. You got this. You got this, okay? So that's all I got. This one was a little long one, but I'm excited. I've been waiting on this. I've been holding this in. So that's why I just kind of just kept coming out, you know. But this is so important to me that you guys feel like you can do this and just let things go to make room. Okay. Let things go. Let them go so you can make room for the new thing. Okay. That's it right there. Man, guys, I love you so much. This is so exciting. I'm loving this podcast. I love that you guys are loving it. From what the stats are saying, we want to see that go up. We want to reach more people. Share this video, y'all. Let people know. Episode 31, 32. If you want to be on this podcast, reach out. If you're creative and you got something going on, a kingdom creative specifically, we're building God's kingdom on this podcast, you know. So if you're a kingdom creative and you got some stuff going on, hit me up. I'm pretty accessible. Juett, it can be found anywhere. So it's not that hard. So just go ahead and hit me up and reach out, okay? But also, I would love for you to partner financially with this ministry. We would love for you to give to this ministry so that we continue to outreach with this podcast, with us having performances and events to reach so many more people, with the music and the songs that we are writing to reach people in the world, man. People are hurting, and this is how we reach people specifically with our music, with this podcast, encouraging and motivating individuals. So please support financially by going to our Giving Fuel page, which is the link in the description. Go ahead and click that and support Creative Encounter and Juett Z. Payne Music. We would love for you to be a monthly financial partner. So each month we know, hey, these are some things that we can accomplish and get going, okay? Now, today it is May 1st. It is May. In about a month or so, we will be back at having Creative Encounter events in person. So I'm super excited about that. So we'll be getting details all on the podcast once we launch that again. But that's going to be really, really fun. Okay. So I'm excited to have you guys come out. But guys, again, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning into Creative Encounter Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating, share with your friends and family, and pray on all these things. And make sure this week you say no. All right. God bless you. Have a great day.